get your attention?
I think we've all heard that. That was not a technical difficulty. That was actually planned. But we've all heard that sound before. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that sound? For me, growing up down on the Gulf Coast, it was imminent threat from a hurricane. What was it for you? Was it a tornado where you grew up, or was it an earthquake, or what was it? There are similar sounds that we've had throughout our recent history, our modern history. There have been the air sirens, for example, of World War II. Again, that became a daily occurrence for many people during that time. And these are sounds that get our attention. They're an alarm. In the past, in Old Testament times, we find an alarm in Jeremiah 4 and verse 19. Jeremiah 4 and verse 19. And this was a sound that would send an equivalent shiver up your spine. It's a sound that would make you sit up and take notice. In Jeremiah 4 and verse 19, it says, "O my soul, I am pained in my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war." The trumpet there is the shofar. The word there is shofar, again, the ram's horn, which made a very specific sound. In Amos 3:6, it says, "If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid?" It made a very specific sound for them. In the future, seven angels each will be given a trumpet, and they will blow it. And it will sound an alarm before an impending judgment comes upon the people of this earth. There will be a trumpet announcing the return of Christ. This also, too, should get everyone's attention. In the past, it was the duty of Aaron and his descendants to blow the real trumpets throughout the year, not just on this day of Feast of Trumpets, but throughout the year. But he has since been replaced by our new high priest, which is Christ. So we do not blow literal trumpets today. But this responsibility to blow spiritual trumpets has been given to the church. This is done by preaching the gospel of the King, the soon coming, we hope very soon coming, kingdom of God. Isaiah 58 and verse 1, we see the way that this alarm is to be sounded, this spiritual trumpet. And again, the word for trumpet here is shofar. And again, remember, it is a one-note trumpet that has a piercing, loud noise, so that when you hear it, you recognize it. In Isaiah 58 and verse 1, it says, "Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a shofar. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins." The church's job is to sound this spiritual trumpet. It's to sound the alarm, and it's to let mankind know what is coming down the pike. We are to be announcing the good news of the coming kingdom of God to the nation of Israel, Judah, and to the whole world in general. It's our job to preach the gospel to the whole world. And part of it is this alarm, this warning. So it's also a part of the commission, as I mentioned, in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. So the question is then, if we are sounding the alarm, if we're the one that are blowing the trumpet, should it not be resonating in our own ears? The message that we are sending out today should serve as a warning to us. In Joel 2, if you could begin turning there, in Joel 2, the time setting of Joel 2 is the day of the Lord. And this, the passage that we'll read in verses 15 through 16, specifically addresses and warns the New Testament church is a warning for us today. In Joel, beginning in verse 15, it says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes, let the bridegroom go out from his chamber, and the bride from her dressing room." So in verse 15 it says, blow the trumpet in Zion. The trumpet, as laid out in the verse that we read in Isaiah 58, is what? It's to cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice, and tell my people their transgression and their sins. This is a message to the church today. So the church is, should be, and is, the church of the eternal God, is sounding an alarm for the people of God. The war that we are to be fighting, the war that we fight as Christian soldiers, is found in Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. And we'll read verse 12 and part of 13. Ephesians 6, verses 12 and 13. The alarm that we have been given is to fight a war, and it is found in verse 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle or war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God." So it goes on and shows how we are to prepare for this battle, the one that we're hearkening to. Brethren, we cannot be like the people mentioned in Jeremiah 6. Jeremiah 6, verses 17 through 19. Jeremiah 6, verses 17 through 19. It says, "Also, I set a watchman over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. Listen to the sound of the shofar." But they said, "We will not listen." "Therefore hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people. The fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it." In verse 17 it says specifically, "We will not listen." There is an alarm going out. And to the people who do not listen, who do not hearken, who do not heed or follow, it says calamity will come upon these people in verse 19. Not following God's ways leads to calamity. We, brethren, are receiving an alarm each and every week, not just on the Sabbaths, but throughout the weeks. We get the update. We have the Standing Watch program. And again, all these things should sit up and make us listen. We should take note. We cannot afford to say in our minds that, perhaps, you know, we're crying wolf, or perhaps this is way too far out because this is something that we've heard so many times before. But brethren, as sure as the Word of God, these things will come to pass. Brethren, having God's Holy Spirit, being the ones who are blowing the trumpet, hearing this, we should be all the more responsible. Brethren, our minds have been open to understanding, so we have a greater burden to bear. All people need to be warned, and that includes us. But what good is an alarm if we're not provoked to action? Brethren, in this Feast of Trumpets, do we hear the modern-day shofar ringing in our ears?